I'm Laszlo, and I'm pissed off! What's got me pissed off this week? Well, dipshit W and his cronies, and they're at it again, aren't they? That's right, yesterday dipshit W commuted the sentence of Scooter Libby, Vice President Cheney's former top aide, stating, quote, I respect the jury's verdict, but I have concluded that the prison sentence given to Mr. Libby is excessive, end quote. Special counsel Patrick Fitzgerald issued his own statement, taking issue with the president's use of the word excessive regarding the judge's sentence. Fitzgerald said, quote, the sentence in this case was imposed pursuant to the laws governing sentencing, which occur every day throughout this country, end quote. Every media outlet and so many people seem shocked that dipshit W would commute Scooter's sentence. But come on, is anyone really shocked? This is the same administration that lost the 2000 election and yet took the presidency. The same administration that said that a memo entitled, quote, Bin Laden determined to attack inside the United States, end quote, was not a foreshadowing that Bin Laden would attack in the United States. The same administration that lied about information to start a war in Iraq. The same administration that creates new definitions for and loopholes for laws that allow Guantanamo Bay to exist and for Cheney to try and say he's not part of the executive branch. I use the word try there because no one's fooled by that line of bullshit. I mean, come on. Are we really fooled? No, we're not. And yet we sit idly by and allow the administration to do what it wants. Remember a few years ago when the Ukraine election was accused of having fraud? Ukrainians stood out in the cold, wintry weather for 13 days to protest the election, eventually leading to a new election. The Orange Revolution was made up of ordinary Ukrainians who were fed up with the fraud and lies. Yet here in America, we can barely bother to pick up the phone or write off an email to our elected officials to complain about anything. We'll spend hours voting for our favorite American idol, and people will send 25 tons of nuts to CBS to save a TV show, but we won't get off our obese, lazy American asses and protest the dictatorship that this administration has become. And that's what really pisses me off, is you, me, and all Americans. Right now, the president's approval rating is hovering right around 30%. So why aren't the 70% of us in the majority out there trying to peacefully remove the president? There's an important word there that I want to repeat. Peacefully. I don't believe violence solves things. It usually makes things worse. You need only look at the war in Iraq to see how violence doesn't make things better. But why aren't the 70%ers out marching on Washington and standing out there until the president and his administration cede power to someone impartial? I don't know who that someone is, but there has to be someone out there better than dipshit W and the dick. Just about anyone would be. Why aren't we sending 25 tons of manure to the White House saying we're tired of their shit? Why aren't we writing emails and letters and making calls to the White House demanding that they stop abusing the power they have? Only united as a nation can we make this country and the world a better place. We deserve better of our government, and it's high time we demand it. I'm Laszlo, and I've been pissed off.